Hey guys, good Friday morning. We made it to the weekend. So Arizona State football is off, but the coaches are out scouting. I'm anticipating tonight I'm going to go stomp a couple high school sidelines tonight somewhere, probably Brophy, Hamilton, and Higley and Castile. But the ASU coaches, from what my understanding is, talked to a couple of them. They will be out scouting, not just here in Arizona, but also out on the West Coast as they are on their bye week. A very good start, I think, for ASU and where they are. Yes, it was disappointing to lose against Colorado. We're used to seeing that stuff, that one game where they lay an egg, especially at home early in the year. But they can come back next week with Washington State, the week after that in Utah. And it looks like I'm going to be heading to Utah, maybe with both Eric and Jordan, and we'll head up there in a couple of weeks to do some shows. Last night, I did find myself on a high school football sideline. You're thinking, Brad, it's Thursday night. There's a lot going on. There was, and that's why I have a DVR. I went to a junior varsity football game because I've heard about the next great quarterback. Actually, in this case, I've seen this young man. I know this young man personally. He's a true freshman playing on JV. His name is Landon Jury. This is no different, guys, than knowing that Brett Hundley is coming along, or Tyler Shuck, or Brock Purdy, or Jack Miller, or Spencer Rattler. I mean, fill in the blank of quarterbacks that have gone on from Arizona, and there's been a ton of them. And so I went out to watch Landon play last night, and he was really good, right? Just like, you know it's coming. It's just a matter of when do they put him in on the varsity side of things. And it's a lot of fun to watch someone come along. I don't go out to see eighth graders, very seldom freshmen, but in this case, this felt like it was time because I'm hearing the buzz around him is really, really strong. Before I headed out last night, though, did you see Paul Goldschmidt? And people are going to be talking about this today, the two Diamondbacks that were in the playoffs last night. So Goldschmidt hit one out for St. Louis tonight, last night rather, from Atlanta all the way into South Carolina. I mean, it was a moonshot. And then I see him interviewed after the game, and it's like a different dude. And I get it over the course of time. He was gregarious and outgoing, and it was just like, where was this in Arizona? And I'm not bagging on him. It's just the maturity of guys that have been there, done that, and going to the next level. But I'm actually rooting for him. I am. And I don't root much, but he's such a good dude. You want to see him go a long, long ways. The other side of the coin last night, it's not that I'm not rooting for Patrick Corbin. It's just he wasn't good. Man, he was really not good to start the game for Washington last night. It looked like he had the EBGBs on the mound. And that was a tough one. And, you know, Zach Greinke's going to throw for Houston at some point here in the postseason. So I was really into that. The Rams played at Seattle last night, and that's what a DVR is for. I already watched the game this morning. They end up with 11 seconds to go in the game. Greg Zuerlein misses a field goal. I look at the NFC West. How about you? And, yeah, the Cardinals aren't good. The next 2 weeks, the Cardinals have got to find a way. It's the Bengals and the Falcons, and there's going to be nobody at the stadium next week. They'll announce a sellout, but there will be more empty seats. They can introduce the fans before the players at that game next week. This coming Sunday, though, it's a Sunday morning start at Cincinnati. They're winless. If there's an opportunity for Kyler Murray to do something to give the fans some sort of hope, to show some sort of progress, it's to get that first victory. And then next week, it's Atlanta at home, and they have some nice individual players, very good individual players. But I think it's a winnable situation for the Cardinals here in each of the next 2 weeks, no matter how bad they've looked. And they've looked bad. They've looked really bad. So, yeah, like you, you want to consume some sports. You got to find some life balance, though. And it's hard for me to do that at times, especially here in the last couple of months. I had my double knee replacement on August 13th. Yesterday, I was sitting in the office of my orthopedic surgeon for my first visit with him following surgery. And while he's pleased on some fronts, he actually sat on me a little bit yesterday and said, we need to dial back your rehab a bit. You need to slow down a little bit. I'm doing too much. So I'm already back biking. I'm already swimming. I'm already doing a lot of things. I actually tried golf, had to stand there. I couldn't like take a full swing. I'm not supposed to do that until we get into November, early December. So he wants me to slow down. And I don't know how to do that. I'm just one of those. I'm a guy. If I see the cow, I kill the cow. I eat the cow. I'm a caveman type of thing, right? So I've got to try to figure out this weekend what I can do and just not do it quite as much and just learn to relax. I don't know about you. It's hard for me to do because I can always go to a place. I can always find an excuse to go to a practice or to go to a field or to meet with a player. And this is going to be a weekend where I'm going to try hard to dial it back some. I don't know if you're like me, but maybe you need to look in the mirror like I am. I'm looking in the mirror saying, Brad, slow down a little bit. Make it a great weekend.